to the Nightbreed Show with the one and only Ghost Getter.
I'm the ghost with the most, babe.
You know, my dad says you guys are full of crap.
Jason,
well, some people have trouble believing in the paranormal.
No, he just says you guys are full of crap.
KABS.
KABS. And I have a couple here before I go into another song. One of them you're going to find really, really interesting. This one is from, believe it or not, Marilyn Monroe. And actually, I got a couple of songs that she put out. I guess it was from her movies. And there's a couple of things that she said backwards, but I'm only going to do one. I'll do some more later on in another show, but I find that kind of weird, being the fact it's Marilyn Monroe and everything. But anyway, and then I'm going to do another one, two of them actually, from Elvis Presley, which isn't too evil, but it makes you wonder why they're saying the things they said backwards. But first, without further ado, here's Marilyn Monroe. I'm going to play this song, and then I'm going to play it backwards. And I'll let you know after what exactly the blonde bombshell supposedly says. So check it out.
In cash, I'm gonna file my claim.
Okay, that one is kind of creepy, but it's pretty easy to figure that one out. It says, he'll come out full of magic. Now, I'm not exactly too sure what that means, but sounds like a secret hidden message to me. I don't know. Sorry, I've been eating M&M, so I'm kind of blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I don't know what she was trying to get her point across and what she was saying, but that's what she says. He'll come out full of magic. Now, some people say in these lyrics, in these songs that they play backwards, sometimes they say it's actually demonic or devils talking, as in messages, saying that since supposedly they say, it's not what I'm saying, but this is what they say, that God does not let them speak, so this is the only way they can speak through other people and backwards messages. I don't know. I don't know what's got to do with anything, but that's what it says in the song. Whether or not what it's about, I have no clue. But that's what it says, and I'm going to play it for you one more time. And it says, it's Marilyn Monroe, and the song I'm not sure about, but backwards it says, he'll come out full of magic. So check it out.
Not in cash, I'm going to file my claim. He'll come out full of magic.
Anyway, that's kind of creepy, but it's easy to understand. The second one, it just kind of makes me wonder. It's pretty weird, but the second one's Elvis Presley, and it's actually, I believe, two different songs. But the first one, if you remember Elvis Presley, I think in the 50s or 60s, was really distraught after his mother died, because he was real close to his mother. And after she passed away, he had a hard time getting over her death. But in this song, he says backwards, I love you, mother. So check it out. It's Elvis Presley.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered
That's one he says, "I love you, mother," in that one. Weird. Anyway, this one is the second one, which kind of, like I was saying, it was kind of making me wonder about this one. I kind of wonder if he almost knew that he was going to die or pass away. But this one is Elvis Presley again, and I'm going to say what it says, let you know what it says afterwards. But it is kind of strange to me. So check it out.
It's now or never, my love won't wait. And though I'm sick, and though I'm sick.
I don't know if they were meaning that it's in some kind of satanic message. I really don't think it is, but it says backwards, "They know I'm sick." Now, I don't know if this was put in there right before he died or what, but I thought it was kind of weird. Maybe they added it after he died, but I know the song was made way before he died. But anyway, I'm going to play it again one more time, and it says, "They know I'm sick," Elvis Presley.
It's now or never, my love won't wait. And though I'm sick, and though I'm sick.
And that one's pretty easy to figure out on that one.
Is he frightening? Is he psychotic?
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place!
Is this the ghost here? K-A-D-S. You are the man.
Hoo-ah!
K-A-B-S. And I have the last one. There's so many of them, so little time. But anyway, it's comment on reversals. This is from a song that came out just before World War II. Kind of has a conspiracy behind it, so that's what the creepy music's for. But anyway, it says, "For those not familiar with the story of the Reuben James, this is the official naval account of the ship. In March 1941, Reuben James joined the convoy escort force established to promote the safe arrival of war material to Britain. The escort force guarded convoys as far as Iceland, where they became the responsibility of British escorts. Based on the Havajor, Iceland, she sailed from Argentina, Newfoundland, October 23rd, 1941. Now, if you remember that the war started December 7th, 1941 at Pearl Harbor. And it says, "With four other destroyers to escort eastbound convoy HX-156, the ship had postured herself between an ammunition ship in the convoy and the known position of a German U-boat, Wolfpack. While escorting the convoy about 5:25, October 31st, 1941, Reuben James was torpedoed by a German submarine, U-562. Her magazine exploded and the ship sank quickly. Reuben James was the first U.S. Navy ship sunk by hostile action in World War II, even though it was before World War II. Only 44 men of 144 men crew survived." Now, the first one I'm going to play, it's the song that was put out then. It's called "The Ballad of Reuben James." And the beginning of the song, this one, first one, it says backwards, "Torpedoed their ship" on the first one. And let me know what you think. Check it out and see if you can hear it. It says backwards, "Torpedoed their ship." So let's give it a listen.
Slave 44, torpedoed their ship.
That one is pretty easy to understand there. It said torpedo their ship. The second one, it says backwards, their heroes, blank, damn it. I don't know if you can understand this one, but this is the second one that came from that song, so give it a listen.
100 men went down to their dark and watery grave. When that good ship went down, on 44 was saved. Was the last day of October, they saved 44 from the dark, icy waters of that cold Iceland shore. Here we are all the Grotterly.
That one was probably it's kind of weird, but anyway, it's sounds kind of a conspiracy, if that's really a word. Ask George Bush. But anyway, that's the second one. Their heroes, bleep, you know. Here's the third one, and it says this is pretty interesting. Yeah, they're all there to win, which is the last one. They're all there to win. So give a listen to this one.
They watched for the U-boat, and they waited for a fight. Yeah, they're off, they're win.
Yeah, they're off, they'll win.
Yeah, they're off, they're win.
Yeah, they're off, they'll win.
Yeah, they're off, they're win.
Yeah, they're off, they'll win.
I'm not sure what the last portion of it says, but the first portion of it says, yeah, they're all here to win. I'm going to let you hear it one more time. They're all here to win. This is the Ballad of Reuben James, a real ship that was destroyed October 1941 before Pearl Harbor by German U-boats. Here we go.
They watched for the U-boat and they waited for a fight. Yeah, they're off, they'll win.
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 Kind of creepy. Anyway, I'm about to get on out of here, but I'll have more backmasking shows later on. Weird. And I kind of wonder why they do that and what they're trying to say. But as far as military music goes in the military, you can't say that propaganda is not being done or being said. So anyway, until Monday, from your Ghost Getter and the Nightbreed Show, thank you for listening.